Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Paul Gallant, Chris Partee, and for John and Reggie. All right. College football, it's a sport that they play in college on the gridiron. It's a big weekend, rivalry weekend. And generally, every single Friday at 12:40, thanks to Wrangler, we run you through the big games of the college football schedule. So, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, game in progress right now. Ole Miss just took a 21-10 lead on Mississippi State with 12 seconds to play in the first half. Ole Miss's quarterback, Trinidad Chambly, 212 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. Just in the first half.
Say that 3 times fast.
I cannot.
Yeah, really?
I totally forgot his name
already.
In
1 time fast.
I just read it off the script. I'm Ron Burgundy. I just read it off the TV. Totally forget his name already. But it's 21-10. That is important in a game where there have been punches thrown between Ole Miss and Mississippi State. For tonight's game, the big game for rivalry weekend. Number 3, Texas A&M. Number 16, Texas, at DKR in Austin. The Aggies can make it to the SEC championship game with an outright victory over the Horns tonight, as it looks like Ole Miss and Mississippi State might be about to fight again. They can also advance if Ole Miss loses and if Alabama loses the Iron Bowl tomorrow evening at 6:30. Number 10, Alabama on the road. Jordan Hare taking on War Eagle or the Tigers. Make up your mind, Auburn.
One or the other. Pick one.
Like 30.
You only get one.
Gonna have to talk to Parker about that.
You're right.
Parker, there's 30 Auburns. Or there's 30 Tigers in the SEC, okay? Just be War Eagle. War Eagle's cool. Like, how are you a Tiger
War Eagle? It does sound cool, though.
You have an eagle that flies into the stadium, but you're the Tigers? I don't get it.
The eagle's name is Tigger. No, I'm
is,
I made that.
That, would, hey, be that would be pretty good. That would be good.
Like, you're not helping your case as being like the little brother of Alabama in the state if you can't figure out what your mascot is.
Okay, but Crimson Tide and the mascot's an elephant?
Yeah. Makes total sense. Think about it. Think about it. I
he's
don't
thinking.
Understand.
He's definitely thinking.
I don't get that either.
No one gets it.
It's a cool name. It's also a great.
It just sounds good.
It's a great movie. Denzel, yeah. Gene Hackman. Ever seen that?
It just sounds good.
It's very good. All right. So the Aggies in Texas, every Aggie knows this. You can't lose this one. It's not about the college football playoff, which you are very much alive for, and I would feel very good about your chances in the college football playoff with the way that your defense has played this year, but it's your first chance to ever make it to an SEC championship game, number one. You beat Texas into the SEC. They've already played in multiple SEC championship games. Well, you have not.
You got to make it to this one. You got to finally make it to this one. It doesn't matter if you win or lose that game. It doesn't matter if you win or lose this game tonight, technically. But they will hold this over your head for the rest of time.
Ever.
If you, in the midst of an undefeated season, lose the season finale to Texas.
What's the gut feeling here? How are you guys feeling about who's going to win this game tonight?
Listen, I just like with the Houston Texans, Chris, I constantly am thinking about the other shoe dropping. Aggie's going to Aggie, man.
You think it's going to happen tonight, huh?
Okay.
If it was ever going to happen, it's going to be tonight, is what you're saying.
I think it's going to happen. And I hate to say that because some of my best friends are Aggies, but my bestest friends are UT people, so I also will be probably wearing burnt orange at some point.
Yeah, I got a lot of UT peeps, too.
You should find a shirt that's like split like between maroon and burnt orange. Aggie maroon, burnt orange.
Right down the middle.
It's interesting you bring that up.
Uh-oh. Do you have a shirt like that,
bro? I do have a shirt like that.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
I do.
I saw the look in his eye. So I knew it.
You know me, a little bit of a troll. So a couple years ago, right after coming back from Seattle, where I had, you know, been talking and being a fan of the Mariners while I was there, when I came back, I had an Astros Mariners shirt, and it was great because it unified both fan bases who hate each other. Unified both fan bases. Like, who is this a-hole? So, yeah, I have like it says Mara Rose. It says like
really?
Yeah, it says Mara Rose.
Did you make it at home?
Oh, come
on. Did you make that at home?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a tailor who, sadly, they're no longer in existence, but shout out to the Brass Thimble, which was the best tailor in town back in the day. And, yeah, they put that monstrosity
Mara
together.
Because
I'm a little bit of a baseball hoe. What do you want from me? You know, whoever's good.
That's who you're rolling with.
If I'm in a city and I'm being paid to watch the team down, I'll root for that team.
I get it.
Yeah. So anyway.
I get it.
But to bring it back, I do think the Aggies are going to Aggie it up. Aggies. Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Despite having a lot of...
Sorry, Tyler.
Despite having a lot of Longhorn peeps, I think A&M is going to get the job done.
You think so?
I think they'll get the job done because they know that if they lose this game, what you said.
Right.
You never live that down.
No, you can't.
You never live it down. It being in the position they're in, 11-0, number 3 in the nation, chance to make the SEC championship, college football playoffs, the whole shebang.
Yep.
Yes, I think they get it done.
2:30 today, Georgia Tech. Ooh. The only take I have on this game is, one, good for Haynes King. That's it. That's all I got. Also, Georgia's fight song at the end saying, "End to hell with Georgia Tech." Pretty cool.
That's classic.
I like how the fight songs are generally about the other school.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Texas A&M has the kind of graphic when you think about it, like sawing varsity's horns off. Like, kind of messed up, yo. PETA? Saw varsity's horn off.
Goodness.
Varsity's horns are off. It's like, whoa, easy. It's kind of culty.
These college rivalries, they get brutal.
They do.
They get brutal, and they're so petty.
But it's great.
Ultimate in pettiness when it comes to college football.
Colin, you said something in my ear. I missed it. What is that?
I was just wondering if we want to grace the people that are listening to here on Sports Radio 610 and grace the people with the Aggie yell.
Well, this was last year's. I think this was last year's Colin Aggie yell, the one that I emailed.
Yeah.
This is the one from last year. This is the midnight yell for before their game against Texas.
And that's exactly what we're going to do to them, Aggs. We're going to beat the ever-living, ever-loving, compound, complex, fight and take, Saggy. That's some real little brother energy. Fight and take, Saggy. There's nothing more disgusting than burnt orange. Fight and take, Saggy. Saw that fat steer's horns off. Fight and take, Saggy. Coach Jim Schlossnagel never belonged here anyway. We're going to beat the Fight and Take Zaggy class of 2026. Hell out of those Texas Longhorns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Man, you guys just make it too easy. And I don't have a dog in the fight. So this is the big request that I've always had for the Aggies and the Midnight Yell. Okay, you're at a school. There's a ton of people that go to this school. Texas A&M, it's a good school. There's a lot of great students who have gone there. And I'm sure some of them are comedically inclined. Someone's got to write these guys better material. They got to write these guys better material.
You're gonna bring in some professionals, huh?
Yeah. Can we get a stand-up comic? I mean, shoot, like, just off the top of my head, my girlfriend's favorite podcaster, Brittany Broski, she's a big deal. She can't help out with the Midnight Yell. Can we get some better jokes?
I mean, come on, we need Shane Gillis. What are you talking about?
Shane would help, too, but I don't know. He might, because he's living in Austin now. Can he get away with, you know, crossing the state lines?
He might not want to do that.
I don't think he would.
He might not want to risk that.
No, and he's a Notre Dame guy, too. And I think, yeah, he probably thinks, oh, this is kind of weird. Most people think the Texas A&M thing is weird. And you know, you go up online. I looked up a couple of things. Like, hey, what are the best, like,
what'd you
longhorn
find?
What
jokes?
Did
you find?
Here are some bad ones. How do you get a UT graduate off your porch? Fighting Texas Aggies. How do you get them off your porch? You pay them for pizza.
Ha.
How many UT football players does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but he gets 3 credit hours, a new car, and about 5,000 in cash for it.
Wow.
Okay, that's all right.
That's actually pretty good. That's not that bad.
How many Longhorn fans does it take to screw in a light bulb? 4. 1 to screw in the light bulb. 2 to talk about how great the light bulbs were when Daryl K. Royal was there.
Oh, wow.
And 1 more to walk away halfway through.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. What's that in reference of?
I don't know. I'm just reading it off of TexAg's forum. TexAg's noted sane and rational message board.
Of course.
Okay, shout out to my guy, David Nuno.
What is the TexAg's equivalent for UT, though?
Orange Bloods, maybe?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chip Brown and all that.
Orange Bloods. I actually worked with him.
You did?
When I
was. Oh, yeah, back when you were in Austin. Yeah.
I produced his morning show with Sean Adams. Yeah,
it's going to be an interesting experience tonight. I'm bringing my mom and my stepdad straight from the airport into all of it so they can experience it.
Oh, wow.
And I know.
So they get into it today? Like,
yeah.
What time? Like right after the show?
Right after the show. These are my confessions. Another confession. I think it's ridiculous that I have to pick up my mom from the airport when she didn't pick me up from the airport the last time I
Damn!
Got
there. Damn!
But I'll do it because I'm a good boy.
That's your mom.
I'll do it because I'm a good boy.
That's your mom.
Yeah, I know. She could pick me up from the airport last time.
Damn.
I'm just saying. I'm driving through rush hour traffic to George Bush Intercontinental Airport.
That's true.
I'm going to want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Of course, talking cheeky, but jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
I actually went to DKR a few months ago.
You did?
Yeah. Because Sam Houston played them, and you know, the 55-0 arch-looking good game.
Yeah.
I was sitting up in that press
box. Tough day.
Yeah, sitting up in that press box, though. That press box is kind of... No disrespect, but it's kind of a rough press box.
No disrespect.
All disrespect, actually.
I'm just saying, you know.
That was all disrespect.
Hey, it was pretty cool though. I got to stand right next to Bevo.
Hell yeah! Did you saw his horn off? No, you can't. That's what the Aggies have that as a fetish, though.
They would murder you if you touched Bevo.
Well,
they're not letting Revie to DGAR tonight with her one eye.
The thing is, though, Sam Houston is called a place where all the Aggie rejects go. So,
damn. Oh, damn.
That's cold-blooded right there.
I never really had a thing in like with the Aggies in Texas. I was a Colt McCoy fan, but that's about it.
Okay.
And I love me some money. You know,
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. You know,
Johnny Football.
Old Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. But So, but Sam Houston, that's where I aligned. I have no dog in this fight. I kind of hope that there's no ties in college football, but you know what?
You want a tie?
I would love a tie.
Bring
just
back
for
ties.
Some reason. Bring back ties.
Most un-American take ever the day after Thanksgiving.
Are we normalizing ties now?
No. F that. Ties are un-American.
Ties don't bother me.
They don't?
They don't happen all the time.
Says the Irish guy.
They don't happen all the time.
Well, the Irish have been losing like their entire history.
So, goodness.
And we wish we were tying. Anyway, call Neil by the glass. Chris Partee, I'm Paul Gallant. In for John and Reggie. It's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Stay there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.